Hype Network presents.
That communicating with people has a lot of layers, kumbaga. And respect is one of them. Okay? Looking at cultures, looking at values of people, because we don't share the same values. I mean, you may have values that is different from mine, but I cannot judge you for your values.
The views and opinions of the host and the guests do not reflect the views and opinions of the institutions they belong to.
Welcome sa isa na namang kwentuhan at balita ng mga pananaw tungkol sa life and everything that goes with it. Dito sa Kwentuhang Pilosopo with Sir Ice. Layunin ng show na ito na gawing bahagi ng pang-araw-araw na buhay ng karaniwang tao, ang gawain ng pagmumuni at pamimilosopiya. Kaya let's go mga peeps, it's Muni-Muni time!
This episode is sponsored by Bostik Philippines, makers of high-quality materials and adhesives, fit for interior and exterior construction applications. Check out their No More Nails, a general-purpose construction adhesive and ultra-fina skim coat, a cement-based powder for a thin plastering application. Bostik Philippines also offers online and in-person training programs, seminars, and conferences through Bostik Academy. They cover various construction techniques and topics such as ceiling and bonding, wall and floor, and consumer DIY. Join Bostik Academy today by clicking the link in the description to access their training programs. Bostik products are also available on Lazada, Shopee, and Zalora. And don't forget to connect with Bostik on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube for updates and more.
Magandang araw, mga Philo peeps. No? It's been a while since our last episode and I'm very glad, very happy na kumusubaybay pa rin kayo sa ating podcast at sa ating YouTube channel. No? Ngayong araw, meron tayong very special guest, no? Na pag-uusapan natin ang isang paksa na aminado ko hindi ako masyadong pamilyar. Image consultancy, no? And later on, pag-uusapan din niya yung background niya sa sports, etc. No? So, let's give a warm welcome to our very beautiful guest for today. Miss Olen Juarez Lim. Hi, ma'am.
Hello. Hi. Hi, Ice. Thank you so much for having me. Maraming salamat. At hello sa iyong mga taga-subaybay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Siguro magsimula tayo sa dapat pagsimulaan ng lahat.
Mm-hmm.
Siguro the origins of the Olen Juarez Lim. No? So, siguro background, growing up, no, saan po kayo lumaki, ano yung inyong family background, how did you get to know your husband,
okay,
etc.
Yung my love life.
Yung love life nyo.
Oh, sige. Okay. All right. Well, I am Olen Juarez Lim. People call me Miss O, no? Yan ang naging, kumbaga, mga estudyante ko at sa industriya na kinagagalawan ko dito sa Philippines. That's how they call me, yung mga students ko. So I guess it's easier for them. I have two siblings. Okay. I have my sister, eldest, and then I have my stepbrother. So ako ang youngest in the family. So very small family kami. And then my father and mother, they've already passed. Okay, so my father was a little bit strict. And, you know, medyo strict yung tatay ko. But my mom is the one who is malapusturyosa. No, ayan. So siya yung, kumbaga, sociable in the family. So I think that's where I got it, you know, yung pagka being sociable, being, you know, maayos and all of that. I'm sure sa kanya naman na yun. Okay. And then also the being strict, family love. Also, it's within my dad, you know, so halong-halong siya. So growing up, I am a student. I graduated psychology, guidance and counseling, and marketing management. Okay, so I'm a double major. At the time, hindi pa uso masyado yung double major, but pinakamaikling pila yun. So I'm a graduate sa St. Scholastica's College. So doon ako nag-college, and since yun ang pinakamaikling pila, I went ahead with it. Okay, so tinapos ko na, sabi ko, para dalawa yung degree ko, tig-isa sa magulang ko. Para wala na ano, oh, eto na ang degree ko. Okay, so but even at the time, at an early age, I was already modeling. You know, so ang modeling bit ko was more of commercials when I was in school. Kasi nga, hindi ako payagan na masyadong I'm doing fashion shows, no? So I did a lot of commercial modeling at that time. And then I pursued really, you know, the fashion business, siguro fashion modeling, when I was, in fact, already married. So doon ko pinagpatuloy yung runway, etc. So a lot of that was more commercial and fashion modeling na print, you know, that's what I was doing. So I think doon nag-umpisa yung hilig ko sa kumbaga sa fashion and style sense, no? Medyo doon ako napunta. But then syempre as you go along, you know, as you palakad-lakad ka, ganun lang naman ang modeling, eh, palakad-lakad ka pa, trasabante ka lang. No, so medyo parang at a certain point napagod na ako doon, no? And I said, you know, I'm probably going to retire and do something also that interests me. Kasi at the time, lumalaki na din yung anak ko. So parang I needed, you know, an understanding of where I want to go, you know, after modeling. And that's how I found my love for image consulting. So at the time, hindi pa yan ang tawag doon. Ang tawag nila, di ba, yung personality development, no? So there was a school earlier on in the 80s. Okay, so I'm already breaking myself ko na yung edad ko, no? So nung 80s, kasi there was a school that we opened. It was an international school and I was part of that international school nung araw. So doon ako nagtuturo. I became an assistant to the directress. Plus, I was also doing corporate work. So sinubukan ko din mag-corporate work. So ano ba ang corporate work para sa akin? Hindi ko naintindihan kasi ano yung corporate work. So I also tried that, no? You know, mga funny anecdotes ko doon eh. First bit ko on trying a corporate work. So somebody said, do you want to become an executive assistant? Sabi ko, sige, wala akong alam. Pero sabi nung boss eh, oh, pwede na rin yung walang alam. So, do you know how to make coffee? So I can ask somebody to make coffee. I was hired just the same. Okay, so, you know, I really don't know how to do much of the work, but I guess, you know, I was effective, siguro, somehow. But then, you know, that was, of course, short-lived. And then I really pursued, you know, other avenues. And then I also became a corporate affairs director sa isang, what do you call this, fitness chain, you know. So, you know, yung bit ko on fashion, beauty, health, fitness. So, parang nakuha ko din doon sa work ko na yon, you know. Aside from working also, earlier days of mine sa as a like a fashion consultant in a store for a fashion designer, no, si Cesar Gaupo at the time. So wala na siya ngayon. So ako yata yung unang, you know, fashion consultant na nilagay niyang modelo in the store to sell. So that was hindi pa heard of before, but that was what we were doing already in the stores before. So and then eventually, yun nga, nung lumalaki na yung mga anak ko, I already have what, 3 kids then, and I said I think I needed time for myself and needed to do work on my own. Because sabi ko, tinatanong naman ako ng tao kung pwede ko mag-speaking engagements. Why not have one for myself, hindi ba? So, dun ko na-pursue na, okay, what do I need to do? So, first off, sabi ko, kung gagawin ko to, I will do it correctly. Kailangan mag-aral ako. Hindi ko gusto yung tao na maging cut and paste. Alam mo na? Kasi in the industry, maraming kukuha ka lang in the web, and then ipipaste mo, ituturo mo, di ba? Cut and paste. So, ayoko nang ganon. So, sabi ko, I want to be certified. I want to be, you know, really prove myself as a professional. And that's what I did. So, I studied with the London Image Institute and then Academy Image of Mastery in Singapore. So, ako yung first Filipina na tinray nila to be an image consultant. And from then on, it went on all throughout my career. I've been doing this, what, for more than 18 years. And currently, I am now the president of the Association of Image Consultants International. This year lang, I just got the presidency.
Congratulations!
Thank you so much. Yes, it's a global organization of image consultants. We have about more than 1,000 image consultants worldwide. And I'm very proud to be, you know, first Filipina, first Asian at that to become president.
Yeah. Siguro, ma'am. Oh, hindi, ako, I'm just, diba, doon sa mga kwento niyo nung nagsisimula kayo, I was just wondering what was it like. I'm guessing 80s to, no?
Yes.
And you were starting, etc. And during the time, I guess, hindi kagayang ngayon, na medyo mas meron ng kamalayan yung mga tao sa gender equality, di ba
Yes,
ganyan,
yes.
women's liberation,
Right,
etc.
right.
So, siguro para sa mga nakababatang tagapakinig, no, can you take us back to that time? Was it difficult for a woman like you to blossom in a particular field? Did you encounter any sort of, you know, difficulties na parang napapaisip ka minsan, tutuloy ko ba to? O
Oh,
parang,
hindi. Oh, yeah.
Ano, okay ba itong ginagawa ko?
I think ang kaswertehan kasi dito sa image consultancy, it's predominantly women, no? Ang field. So, parang itong field na ito, because nga, mostly women, I think that was easier, kumbaga, in terms of getting into, you know, getting into the business, it was easier. But syempre, proving that the business, okay, or that image consultancy is hindi pala muti. Diba? Because yun ang ano eh, people think na puro ayos ka lang ng ayos, 'di ba? Puro paganda ka lang ng paganda. Ganun yung konsepto kasi ng image consulting sa kanila. Hindi nila naintindihan, it was more than that, no? So, sa kanila puro ayos, puro pagpapaganda. Now, how do you defy that? 'Di ba? Yung ganung, how do you now break that barrier of saying, "Oh no, image consultancy is more than just appearance." Okay? So, it is more than just itsura. Okay? So, yun yung parang how do you now break that mold? I think it's now the responsibility, you know, as a consultant and certified at that. Kasi kami, may certification levels din kami, no, in the industry. Meaning, if you're a new consultant, you have to prove your worth, you have to take an exam para matawag kang certified. And then you have to take continuing education units para, and then i-upgrade mo yung certification mo to certified image professional. And then you become a certified image master. So, may step siya, no? So, hindi siya basta-bastang papasok ka doon, yun na yun, di ba? Hindi eh. So, kailangan may continuing education and yun ang parang importante sa isang image consultant is you learn what's in your business and what is new in the business. So, ganun. Para kaming may doktor, may continuing education units din kami. And people hardly know about that, no? So, sa kanila, kung sino yung mas mura yun, ha-hire nila. So, alam mo naman sa atin, di ba? But to also prove to people na even if it's not me, get somebody who's certified. Kasi importante na you are backed up, you know, by an education, by a certification. It's just like in school, di ba? Bakit ba tayo, ba't ba natin pinipilit pa mag-aral ang mga bata o kailangan natin mag-masters? Ba't kailangan pa may ganun? Di ba kailangan mag-grade school lang ako and all? Well, we understand that education, di ba? Pag yan nasa iyo, hindi makukuha ng ibang tao yan. Kung ba, ang kaalaman is always your gold, no? It's always a gold for you, kumbaga.
Yeah. Yung mga kliyente niyo ba, ma'am, sa consultancy, are these personal individuals o corporations ba ito?
Okay.
Ano
yes.
ba yung paano?
Meron kaming mix, no? Meron kaming, like my clients, I'm just gonna talk about myself. Ako, no? Meron akong clients na individual clients, okay? Meron akong one-on-one na tinuturuan. Meron din ako mga schools. Okay? Kasi pag nagpapatawag sila na magpa-training, let's say may prom, okay? Ano ba ang behavior sa prom? Ayan, mga tatawag ka ganyan. Or sa job, let's say mga graduating students, okay? Bigyan mo sila ng tips on how to, you know, do graduation, you know, pag nag-graduate na sila, paano sila maghanap ng trabaho, yun. So I do talks like that sa mga schools also. And then kasi ako, I ventured more on corporate work. So, lahat, mostly of my clients are corporate work. In some of my colleagues, ang turo nila is also image consultants. So, they're training image consultants to be image consultants. Meron ding mga ganon kami. So, iba-iba yung aming mga kliyente. But me, I really venture more on corporate yung aking mga students. Yung aking mga, yun nga, tinuturuan. Hindi ko kaya yung mga estudyanteng kids. I used to do kids kasi may kids training, but oh my God, hindi ko na kaya ngayon. Because
okay.
Yung ibang mga magulang, they just leave you the kids, bahala ka na dyan, you teach them manners. Eh, hindi po, ang manners pa nag-uumpisa sa bahay, hindi po sa akin. So, di ba kailangan nung inumpisahan nyo na yan ng please, thank you, okay. So, merong, you know, so it gets a little bit more complicated to handle children. But meron kami mga image consultants who are very good at children. And I can also teach children, but siguro hindi ko lang parang mas gusto ko yung mas malakas ang interaction ko kumbaga kaysa sa patients ko.
Oo nga, ma'am.
At my earlier time baka pwede, pero ngayon parang nawawala na ako dyan.
Siguro, ma'am, well, I guess what's interesting to delve into would be that very idea of image. Diba? Pag sinabi nating image sa kultura natin, that's something that you project to others, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
There's a real, sabihin natin, there's a real self, di ba? Yung tunay mong sarili, that's you in private, that's you in your bedroom before you go to sleep, that's you, you know, praying, di ba? That's you in the shower, you know, that's you, no? At meron kang separate persona. Yung persona, ang ganda niyan eh, yung persona pala ay galing sa salitang Griego. Tapos ang ibig sabihin pala ng persona ay maskara. So parang ang persona natin depende sa sitwasyon, kung sinong kausap, depende kung ikaw yung nasa school, nasa trabaho, kung kausap mo ay pare, kung kausap mo ay tindera. Parang marami kang maskarang sinusuot.
Tama. No?
So,
tama.
Yung pag sinabing imahe, parang at least sa ating kulturang mga Pilipino, merong notion na hindi naman talaga siya yan. Diba? Image lang yan.
Image lang.
Hindi naman yan, ano eh, yung tunay niyang siya. Parang, kunyari, sa mga artista. Diba? Yung mga artista, eh, yung mga love team na yan, yung mga napapanood natin sa ASAP, di ba? Yung mga pili ko, mga katnyel-katnyel na yan. Hindi naman talaga sila yan. Eh.
Sila yan, oo.
Sasabihin nila, binebenta nilang nila yung personality na yan. Pero, hindi naman talaga sila yan. Siguro sa totoong buhay, siguro masungit yan, siguro sa totoong buhay, isnabera yan. So, parang, in our culture, parang we're quick to divide, we're quick to separate, di ba? The persona, the image, from the real person.
Person.
So, kayo po, no, sa industriya ninyo, parang how do you deal with that? Kasi I would think na, pagka, I would just imagine, di ba, na parang you're trying to improve the image of a particular person, I don't think that means telling the person to forget completely
who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Agree.
So, how do you go about that? Na parang hindi mo naman completely kalimutan kung sino ka.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, susubukan mo lang, I guess, the word would be improve. Diba?
Improve, oo. Tama yan.
Improve persona in different situations.
Right. Well, you know, you're correct, no? Pagka sinabi natin, kasi sa Philippines, okay, iba nga yung konsepto natin when it comes to image of a person, no? We would say na hindi siya yung tunay na tao. But I think ang trabaho ko, okay, or ang role ko, okay, is to help the individual, all right, master the breakthrough of both, diba, or the balance of both. Kumbaga, kung sino ka, kasi ako pagka meron akong kliyente, hindi ko kailangan baguhin yung kliyente ko. Tutulungan ko siya kung ano yung gusto niyang goal, let's say for example, no? Pagpalagay na natin, meron tayong executive, okay, na meron lang kulang, okay, pero pwedeng may potential maging presidente, let's say for example. So ano ang kulang? Siguro kulang ay relationship, you know, how to build relationship with other people, communication styles, let's say for example. So without telling the person, kailangan magbago in all of this, you will help now the individual, tutulungan mo yung isang tao, okay, how to achieve all of those and yet stay authentic to yourself, okay? Kasi sa akin, no, personally, ayoko din mabago siya because I told them to do that, no? Ang gusto ko, ma-realize niya what is good for him, okay? Ano ang maganda para sa kanya, sa trabaho niya, sa pakikitungo niya sa tao. Yun ang importante sa akin. I'll give you the tools. Okay, tuturuan kita ng mga tools and techniques, structures, lahat ng kailangan mo. But then kailangan magamit mo 'yan, okay? Doon sa trabaho mo or doon sa everyday life mo to make you the best version of you. Parang ganyan, no? So, because yun naman ang hinahangad nating lahat, 'di ba? To become the best version of ourselves without really changing who we are. you know, with other people. Kasi nga, very big ngayon ng authenticity sa isang tao. Kasi maraming plastic, I'm telling you, yung mga persona na plastic is really there. Pero sa panahon ngayon, mabilis ang tao makatel kung plastic ka. Alam nila kung put up lang yan. And alam mo yan, Ice, lalo na sa mga politicians natin. So, maraming ganyan. Because I've also trained politicians. So, yan ang lagi kong bilin is, bambabasa ka. Kung hindi ka naman talaga nagpupunta kung saan sa ang sulok ng eskinita at palengket, yun ang sasabihin mo, that's who you are. Then that's not gonna cut it for you. Kasi alam nila, you don't do that. Diba? Parang ganun.
This episode is brought to you by Malufet Patisserie. Kung gusto niyo ng masarap na personalized cakes, pastries, and others, visit Malufet Patisserie in Quezon City. You can message them at facebook.com/malufetpatisserie. Details on the description below.
Sobrang interested ako dyan sa word na yan, ma'am. Talagang for the past years, that has been big because of yung authenticity. Because of social media, di ba? Social media, parang ang dali na lang, para sa mga kabataan lalo, karoon ng separate persona na parang meron silang online persona tapos meron silang ibang persona sa hindi lang sa social media per se, kundi parang you have a Twitter persona, I guess, or political involved, di ba, etc. And then you have an Instagram persona na parang mas concerned ka naman sa beauty, you know, show your bling, etc.
Yeah.
And then you have a Facebook persona na share ka ng share ng mga quotes, etc. Ang worry ko, I just want to get your own opinion about this. Kasi I also worked on this for my dissertation when I was doing my PhD. Hindi ba parang there's this tendency to have a fragmented personality kapag ka you have to manage so many selves through different portals. Parang, okay, Twitter. Ano ba ako mag-isip dapat sa Twitter? Okay, nag-Instagram ako ngayon. Ano ba dapat ang mga nilalike ko dito? Facebook ako ngayon. Ano ba dapat ang mga sineshare ko dito? Etc. To the point na pwedeng dumating ka sa punto na mas ma-alienate ka talaga sa sarili mo.
Kasi I mean, ang dami iniintindi. Oh,
ang dami mong minamanage na sarili. Hindi ka mukha traditionally, di ba, kunyari, nung wala pang social media. Ang mamanage mo lang, okay, ako ay ina, ako ay manggagawa, ako ay isang empleyado, you know, at ako ay isang asawa. Yun lang. At hindi naman nagkakalayo yung mga roles na yun, di ba?
That's true.
Pero ito, parang, tapos, plus the fact na, ang dami mong audience na iniintindi. What will they think? What will they comment? Will they like this? I-heart, i-share ba nila to? I-re-retweet ba nila to?
Ang dami iniintindi.
Kaya yung may isang pilosopo, ma'am, ang sabi niya, sa online digital world daw, parang yung mga tao, unti-unti nang nagiging schizophrenic.
Yeah, because you have a lot.
Hindi mo na alam kung sino ka.
Tama
kayo, ma'am, sa karanasan ninyo, again, because you're in this industry of image.
Yes, yes.
What can you say about this phenomenon?
Kasi, alam mo, hindi yan lihim, no? Kumbaga, talaga, it is so evident, you know, as people really trying to manage, manage nila kung sino sila, you know, in different aspects, no, of social media. At first of all, nakakapagod yan. Okay? Pangalawa, ang hirap yan na pagka hindi ka na like, masasaktan na ang ano mo. No? Masasaktan na ang ego mo. Oo. So I think that is how I think social media was sold, you know, to people. Yan ang unang benta sa social media na IG ka, ganito ang grupo mo. Facebook, mga tita ka. Ganito sa X, ganito ka. No? So iba-iba. Ang hinahope ko, okay, or ang ginagawa ko for my students or my clients is to understand that across the board, okay, across social media, kailangan there's only one embodying, kumbaga, Olin Lim, let's say we're talking about here. Makikita ko pa rin sino si Olin Lim in LinkedIn, in IG and all, may isang distinguishing factor. So, meron kang unique promise of value. Meron kang isang value that they know that it is still you. Kasi, iba-iba lang ang approach. Kumbaga, kung sa Facebook, ibang attack. Yun. Sa IG, ibang attack. Pero isang message, kumbaga. So, hindi mo iisipin all the time na ito ang feed ko dito, tapos ito, nagkamali ako, dapat pala ito. Then it becomes really difficult to manage. Kasi nga, minamanage mo several of you, you know, in the social media, which is not supposed, there's only one you, okay, that you're supposed to manage here. And yun na nga ang big mga tao. Kasi when they see your social media, tapos may isang mintis ka dito, hindi ka true to the fact dito sa kabila, alam nila kagad yan. They're so easy, they're so quick to note na, sabi mo dito, ganito ka. Tapos dito, ganito ka. Dito, ipiropromote. Tapos nga dito, iba ka na. Ang bilis-bilis nila dyan. Kaya kung hindi mo i-manage yan, isa ka lang sa buo, di wala nga i-defend, di ba? Kasi that is who you are, kumbaga. So, kaya, yun ang message ko doon.
Tsaka parang, kasi I also have some friends who are, I guess, celebrities in their own right. So, lagi silang paranoid sa mga napopost sa social media.
Totoo.
Kasi parang, kaya ang weird nun para sa akin na parang, okay, they have their own opinion and they want to share it. Mm-hmm. Pero they have to go through several filters.
Layers, filters.
Na parang, okay, ito gusto kong sabihin. Pero, mababasa to ng mga ganyan. Mababasa to ng mga ganyan. Anong iisipin ni ganun? Anong iisipin ni ganyan? So parang ang iniisip ko parang in terms of image, hindi ba parang how can you still project your own opinion, 'di ba? What you think on or even your own appearance, hindi ba? Sa social media kung parang paranoid ka lang lagi.
That's true.
Anong kasi sasabihin?
Isip ka ng isip ko ano ilalabas mo, sino mag-a-approve. Kasi ang first and foremost, ang iniintindi mo is how people will like you. So that alone is a problem, di ba? Paano ka ma-accept? When in fact, you bring yourself out there and if they accept you, I think that's a different thing, di ba? Kesa yung pinipilit mo i-accept ka. So, kaya ka nagkakamiss-miss kasi iniintindi mo yung sasabihin mo here and there. Pangalawa, hindi naman kailangan lagi ka may sasabihin eh. Hindi kailangan lagi ka may opinion eh. Okay? And sometimes, being smart about your personal brand, kumbaga, is knowing when to say and what to say in a particular time and place. Di ba?
Yes.
So,
prudence,
that's how,
prudence.
Yes, prudence ka. Or meron kang restraint, kumbaga.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say for example, you're a public figure. Let's say artista ka. Ikaw ba'y makikisaw-saw sa isang issue na hindi mo naman dapat, hindi ka naman dapat involved? Why do you do that? Di ba? So, una-una eh, kasi sira mo. Minsan, maiisip mo din, eh, kasalanan mo nagsalita ka. Okay, eh, kasi opinion ko to. Well, you know, it's not because you have opinion, you have to put it out there. Yan ang sinasabi natin, there are certain opinions that may be said through social media and there are certain things that you don't need to anymore. Kasi nga, if you're managing that, you know, managing your brand, ikaw ba'y magsasalita against kung ano makakasira sa'yo? So, minsan hindi nag-iisip. Di ba? Yan ang tinatawag natin, hindi nag-iisip ko repercussions of what you say out there. So, you know, example ka lang sa'yo, Ice, no? As now, a president of a global association, I'm very particular also of what I say out there. Kasi I am now involved in a global association of image consultants that I represent, you know, all of these people. And this is not only in the Philippines, but Mexico, Brazil, lahat to. So, pagka presidente nila, eh, ano anyari dyan? Di ba? Ganyan na yung question. Anyari dyan? Ganyan na bang image consulting? Oo, ba't ganyan yung presidente niyo? Then wala akong, hindi ako, I'm not responsible, I'm not being a professional in that sense, no? To mind the position that I'm in and how my judgment or how my, you know, what I say affects other people as well. So, kailangan, you know, I have that in my head. So, see, when it comes now to managing your image, kasama dyan yung values mo, yung integrity mo, no? Hindi lang itsura mo. Siyempre, itsura mo, dyan yan, no? So, hindi, yung what you say, how you say it at a particular time and place. So, it really now encompasses a lot of things. So image is not just about how you look, but it is also your actions. It's also what you say, you know. So parang tawag namin dyan ABC, appearance, behavior, communication mo, how it impacts people.
Oh, okay. Malagay na. Mm-hmm. O, tanda niya.
Oo, yung Pilo ABC. Pips,
ABC, appearance,
behavior, communication style.
Yan. Mm-hmm. Kanina ma'am, may sinabi kayo, sobrang tumatak sa akin yung, kasi parang ito yung nagkukulang sa mga tao ngayon, yung idea ng restraint.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Pagpipigil. Sa wikang Griego, well, sa Greek philosophy, that's actually considered to be the queen virtue. Parang yun ang pinakamataas na virtue, temperance.
Exactly.
Temperance, no? So yung mundo natin ngayon na parang everything has to be over the top, everything has to be out there, everything has to be excessive. Parang the core value that needs to be, I guess, ipaalala sa mga tao.
Tao.
Would be that, no? Yung
value of restraint.
Pagpipigil. Di ba? Hindi mo kailangan magsabi.
Lahat.
Kung mulat ng naisip mo, sasabihin mo. Kasi, ang alam naman natin tong lahat, sa social media lalo, feeling mo, protection mo yung screen eh. Parang wala namang consequences eh. Parang ano lamang to eh. Parang tweet lang naman to eh. Etc. Pwede ko naman i-edit to eh. Pwede ko naman. Diba? Ganyan.
Oo.
So, yun eh. Parang, yun ang, I guess, nakakatakot na mangyari na dumating tayo sa punto. Lalo na sa mga kabataan, lalo yung mga nakikinig, no? Na, yung parang hindi mo na iniisip yung consequence kasi iniisip mo lagi. Para ka ng cellphone mag-isip, pwede namang i-edit mamaya. Pwede namang i-erase eh. Pwede namang i-delete yung browsing history eh.
Uh-oh.
Parang walang nangyari. No?
Yeah.
So, you know, sa totoo lang, lahat ng ginagawa natin, nagiging bahagi ng kasaysayan kasi naapektuhan yan yung mga tao sa paligid mo eh. Hindi ba? Hindi lang yung komo inisip mo, hindi nangyari yun, hindi na nangyari yun. May nakabasa nun, may nakarinig. Apektuhan nun, di ba?
Kala niya pag na-edit, na-edit na sa pati memory ng tao. Tama. Okay.
Hindi ba? So, ang ganda nun, ma'am, yung sinabi niyo about restraint. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kasi meron akong tinuturong klase, no? Meron kasi akong class ang tawag namin civility in the workplace. Okay? So, I became a civility expert with the civility experts of Canada. Doon ako nagpaano. Why did I take up this class? Okay? Kinuha ko tong klase na to kasi syempre daming bastos sa mundo eh, di ba? So, ako, how do I evolve myself na hindi ako maging ganun? Kasi syempre ako din, I mean, lahat naman tayo nagiging bastos at one point, no? And every time I teach this class, they would always say, so ikaw ba, Miso, hindi ka nagiging bastos? Oh my God, no? Kinuha ko nga to dahil sa akin eh. But ang importante dito, hindi ako. Ang importante dito tayong lahat, no? So I always tell them that, no? Hindi ako exempted dyan. But when you know, then therefore it does not anymore exempt you from or from doing things kasi alam mo na, educated ka, kumbaga. So doon sa civility kasi, no, yan sinasabi mo, yung relationship sa tao, no, ang part of civility kasi are 3 R's, okay? There is, now, first is restraint, responsibility, ano po ba itong isa? Sorry, na-miss ko yung isa, okay? Responsibility, restraint, okay, and I'm missing one, okay? Yan ang rules niya ng civility. Kailangan mag-restrain ka. Why? Respect, restraint, responsibility. Ayun. So, kung nire-respeto mo lahat ng tao, di hindi ka napapahamak kasi respetado mo ang tao. Number 2 is magre-restrain ka. Bakit? Eh, hindi naman lahat ng labang kailangan mo labanan. Hindi kailangan lahat ng issue sagutan mo. Parang ano lang yan eh, sa damit, di ba? Not because may accessories ka, kailangan suot mo lahat. Ang tawag dyan, restraint. Hindi kailangan suot mo lahat ngayong araw. May bukas pa. No? Pwede mo na bukas isuot yung iba. Okay, so I tell my students, hindi kailangan lahat mukha kang Christmas tree. And then, yun na nga, responsibility is because whatever it is that you say and do, may kaakibat na responsibility yan. So, dapat maging accountable ka. So, yung mga taong, yun, nagsasalita, akala nila pag na-edit nila o nag-apologize in public, tapos na yon. Hindi eh. Yung cause and effect, no, napakalalim na. Ibig sabihin talaga hindi ka nag-iisip. And that's also part of how it affects also your branding and your image. Kasi ibig sabihin, hindi ka nag-iisip na tao, di ba? Kaya maraming tao or maraming mga, let's say, famous people na wala ng endorsements dahil dyan.
Si
di ba?
Kanye.
Maraming, oh, yan. Di ba? Na-cancel. Yan ang mga tao. Cancel society, no? So, marami kang, and mabilis sila dyan ngayon, di ba? So, if you not practice restraint, so lesser sana ang gulo in Facebook, lesser ang gulo sa kalye, di ba? Lesser road rage, kumbaga tinatawag natin. Kasi, di ba, let's say, nagda-drive ka, syempre, pag nire-respeto mo, padaanin mo na, hindi rin naman makakagalaw pag hindi mo pinadaan, di padaanin mo na, di ba? Pero hindi, tayo magigit-gitan. Tapos pag nabangga, ayan na, wala ng restraint, magyayabangan na, mag-aangas-angas na, hanggang sa may mamamatay. O ano ngayon ang responsibility mo? Dahil lang hindi tayo nagbigay sa kalye, di ba? Yeah. So those are the things that we need to think about when we're practicing being civil to one another. Kasi nga, yan na talaga nagkukulang ngayon sa civil society natin, tinatawag pa nating civil society. Yung napagamit ng cellphone eh, yung naglalakad ka, tapos nagte-text ka eh. That's already part of being uncivil. Why? Eh, nakakasagabal ka doon sa tao sa likod, gustong umandar. Eh, ang bagal mo. O eh, ano ba ang tamang etiquette doon? Di ba, ang tamang etiquette doon, kung naglalakad ka, text, tumabi ka. Para wala kang maabala. Tumabi ka. Lahat naman tayo nagte-text and walk eh. Kaya lang, yung text and walk ko, tatabi ako para hindi ako makasagabal. Eh, yung nagte-text and walk na nakakasagabal doon sa lahat ng traffic sa likod, yun ang nakakaasar. So therefore, di ba? You don't practice responsibility because wala kang pakialam sa ibang tao.
Yeah. So, minsan yun. Common sense lang naman eh, di ba?
Ay, that is it. Etiquette is actually basically common sense and common sense is not common. So,
totoo.
I think yun ang alam natin doon, hindi siya common. Kung pwede lang ipalagay sa kape yan eh, ilalagay na natin sa bawat kape nila eh, di ba? Eh, wala eh, hindi siya available.
Alam mo, ma'am, you know, ang ganda nitong usapan natin kasi kanina, di ba, parang siguro yung mga nakikinig, sino ba itong kinakausap ni Sir Ice? Image lang naman. Ganun. Kasi ganun eh, we tend to look down upon that idea of image.
Image, true.
Parang in this very brief time that we've been conversing, nakita na ng mga tao na there's a lot more to image.
More, yes.
Diba?
Yes.
Than we thought. Diba? Na parang, pagpapaganda lang yan. Pero nandun pala yung idea ng civility, diba? Yung manners, yung etiquette, etc. Isa pang bagay yan, no? Ilagay natin sa kulturang Pilipino. Ulit. Kasi mga Pilipino naman tayo. Pag sinabing etiquette, good manners, and right conduct, meron agad pumapasok sa isip ng pangkaraniwang tao na pangmayaman yan.
No,
mga etiquette na yan. Baalam ko sa etiquette, basta ako nagtatrabaho ko, basta ako may iniintindi ko rito yung pamilya ko. Bastos na kung bastos, di ba? Minsan may ganong paraan ng pag-iisip kumbaga bourgeois, burgis ang ito. Etiquette, di ba? Ang image, etc. Parang kaming mga pangkaraniwang tao, wala na kami panahon para mag-isip ng mga etiquette. Nagugutom na nga kami. Wala kaming trabaho. Iisipin pa ba namin? Iisipin pa ba namin itsura namin? So kayo po, anong masasabi nyo doon?
Well, kasi yung etiquette, no, it's not naman reserved for the rich, di ba? In fact, kung sino pa nga yung mayaman, minsan siya pa yung nagkukulang eh, no, sa pakikipagkapwa-tao. So, yun ang tawag natin eh. GMRC ang alam natin, but it's really basically respect for people. No, ang etiquette kasi isang ano lang siya ng civility, 'di ba? Nasa ilalim siya ng civility. At ang etiquette very very specific for let's say an occasion or a situation, let's say for example dining etiquette, no. So, ang tao pa ba ngayon iniisip pa kung anong kubiertos eh kung gutom ka na? Eh ang kamayan nga sa atin, 'yun ang style, 'di ba? So, sabi nga nila when in Rome do as the Romans do. Eh kung nasa Japan tayo, chopsticks or di chopsticks ka. Pag sa Pinoy, kamay ka talaga. So, ganun 'yun. That's also part of it, kumbaga. Hindi naman natin sinasabi na porket mayaman, middle class o or mahirap ka, 'di ba? Hindi ka na makikipagkapwa tao kasi hindi din pwede umandar ang society ng ganun. Dahil nga, first of all, magkakagulo tayo. But it is in the basic understanding of where people are coming from, okay? Where people, what are the values of people? At paano sila mag-isip is also part of being civil. So let's say, for example, pagpalagay na natin, no? Example ko lang, itong Christmas holidays, no? Maraming, let's say, nagigift-giving. Oh. Pag nag-gift-giving, na nakuha mo, yung hindi, ano ba to? Ano ba itong binigay sa akin? Napakababa naman and all, di ba? Parang, ako, ganda-ganda ng regalo ko, mga ganyan. Unang-una, syempre, mag-iisip ka ba ng, because mahal yung binigay mo, gusto mo ng kapalit. Yung palang, medyo may tagalid na eh, di ba? Kasi nag-expect ka, right? Pero doon sa tao na yon, para ibili niya yon, instead na ibigay niya sa nanay niya, pambili ng bigas, pero ibinili niya ng gift, hindi mo nakita yon.
Yeah.
Right? So looking also at the values of people, how important this is to them, you know, yung gift giving, and how money is valuable to them. Therefore, hindi tayo dapat nagjudge. Kasi nga, di ba, merong, I don't know if you've seen this, you know, merong mga pictures ng may iceberg, di ba? Yung iceberg, nakakita mo lang yung sa taas. Hindi mo nakakita yung nasa ilalim, yung malalim na, yung roots ng iceberg. So people only see what's on top, and they judge what's on top, but they never go down to see what made the top beautiful, and, you know, hindi nila alam kung ano. So that is part now of looking at things. So kung malawak ang pag-uunawa mo, titignan mo, oh my God, I appreciate this kasi nakikita kong, alam kong hindi naman siya afford, pero bumili. That's the beauty of it, di ba? So that's why, di ba, civility and image is actually part of that also. Making you understand that communicating with people has a lot of layers, kumbaga. And respect is one of them. Okay, looking at cultures, looking at values of people, because we don't share the same values. I mean, you may have values that is different from mine, but I cannot judge you for your values.
Yeah.
Kasi sa atin, we judge people based on our personal values, and then it's going to be wrong. Kasi hindi ako ikaw.
Yeah.
Diba? Yun. Hindi ako ikaw. Hindi talaga, magka-clash talaga tayo. Pero kung malaki ang pag-uunawa mo kung ano valuable sa kanila, maiintindihan mo ang tao kesa gina-judge mo.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking at.
Filipino ba naman? Judger
ay,
talaga.
Ay, naku, judgmental
judger
talaga tayo.
Talaga tayo by nature,
totoo
diba?
Naman, oo. Mm. I mean, alam mo, hindi lang tayo, ah, magugulat ka. In other cultures, they're also like that. That's why nga may discrimination, di ba?
Yeah.
So, kulay pala ng balat and all, ganyan na kagad. Tayo, eh, maloko lang tayong kultura, pero hindi kasi natin naunawaan what discrimination is, pero we always manage to make it funny.
Gino-joke
pero,
lang.
Diba? Oo, gino-joke, pero ang hindi natin alam, o hindi na uso yan, yung mga ganyan. So, it's a matter of, you know, educating lang. Kasi syempre, when you're ignorant, then you become uncivil.
Yes.
Kasi hindi mo alam eh. Yun. Mm. So, kailangan, tuturuan ka, ituturo sa'yo, hindi, kasi ganito yan yan. So, pag alam mo na, o di, di ba? Dapat di mo na ulitin. Pero pag inulit mo pa, eh, ba'y talaga may diferensya ka.
So, problema mo na yun.
Oo, problema mo na yun. Tinuruan na kita eh. So, yun. So, may mga ganong aspeto. So, di ba, malalim, hindi lang siya surface, pero
yes,
meron din siyang layers. Layers talaga ng pagkatao and imaging of people.
So, yun. Isang, again, it's a great insight, no, for people that are listening, no, na akalain mo na yung image consultancy sa huli, yes, tungkol pala sa pakikipagkapwa tao.
Exactly,
kasi,
diba?
Hindi, diba parang
may etiquette eh.
Oo, yung iba, iniisip na simula, ah, mga narcissist naman yung mga image. Puro sarili, iniisip yung image nila, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Pero again, I guess what we learned from Ms. Olen today is the idea na kaya tayo kaya ka concerned sa image mo in the first place. Kaya mo gustong umayos kasi naiintindihan mo na yung kung ano man ang kilos mo, kung paano ka man makipag-relasyon sa ibang tao, makipag-interact sa kanila. Yeah. Doon nakabase yun. Di ba? Na kung ikaw eh magulo, malamang magdadala ka rin ng gulo sa buhay ng ibang
sa
tao.
Buhay mo. At sa sayo, di ba?
At kung maayos ang sarili mo, kung kumbaga you're in harmony with yourself, di ba? You're not scattered.
True.
You're not dispersed. Di ba? You're gathered, di ba, yung buo ka. Then, hindi mo namamalayan when you bring yourself in the company of others I guess meron ka rin vibe o meron ka rin aura na dinadala doon
Yes.
sa kanila na, ha, alam mo, ang gan kasama nitong si ganyan.
Yan ang
parang,
value.
Oh, masarap
Yan ang
siyang,
value mo. Oo.
Masarap siyang kausap.
Usap.
Parang pagkakasama ko siya, secure ako. Ano?
Mm-hmm.
So siguro, ma, oh, di ba, magaan ka. Isang bagay yan, ma'am, na natutunan ko rin in all my years of teaching, no, na what I got from, di ba, minsan kapag end of the sem, makakakuha ka ng mga feedback, evaluation from
yes.
your students. And isa sa mga natutuwa akong makuha na feedback ay kapag nakikita ko doon na sasabihin ng students, syempre anonymous yan, nasabihin nila, gusto ko yung klase ni sir kasi pag nandun ako sa klase, parang at home lang ako.
Okay,
so, yung ganun that's yung
good.
Pakiramdam. And,
mm-hmm.
and I think at the end of the day, that's what we want to achieve
right.
amongst ourselves. You want to be a home for others.
Yes.
You want others to be at peace and comfortable when we're around.
Mm-mm.
Hindi yung parang, oh, andyan na si ganun.
Oo.
Napapraning niya.
Andyan
na si
ganun. Tama.
Parang
oo.
Kailangan kong magtago ng sarili kasi andyan
oo.
Si ganun. Diba? Minsan yung mga terror. Yung mga terror.
Oo, totoo yan.
Parang,
well, sometimes, ganyan yung effect ko sa offices. Pag dumarating na ako post-session, no, darating ako to check ko sila. Nagtatakbuhan na yung ibang hindi maayos. So, meron akong ganong aura. Pero okay lang yun. Kasi alam nila, in my class, we call it safe space. So, ibig sabihin, kung anong pinag-uusapan natin dito, it's really safe space for us to discuss things, to discuss issues, di ba? To discuss what is it that, you know, ano ba yung bakit hindi ako comfortable in speaking to people? Ba't daw shy, okay? Nahiya ako makipag-small talk, let's say, mga ganyan. So, ano bang pwede kong gawin? So, each and every step, like you, no, I would get that also from students na, okay, ang laki natutunan ko kasi it's really me knowing myself, you know, that made me now feel important that I know this is the value I bring to the table. So, lagi kong inaano yun sa kanila, ito ang value mo, ito ang importante. So, you don't have to change who you are for other people, but people will love you for this value of yours. So, lagi kong iniisip yan sa kanila, ilalagay ko sa isip nila na pag may meeting, hindi kaya, pag sinabi sa meeting, pumunta ka doon, magsalita ka. Kasi miskin na ulitin mo lang sasabihin ng iba, importante sa'yo manggaling. Kasi
yeah.
that is your value, di ba? So, tinuturo ako sila, okay, hindi pala ako kailangan lagi original, palaliman na English, padamihan na English, hindi yan ang meeting. Ang meeting is your mind, what do you have to say? You know, they want that of you. So, that's how, you know, I consult and that's also how I coach my students, you know, to be confident in their own skin, kumbaga. You don't have to change for me. Change for you kung anong sa tingin mo ang maganda para sa'yo sa ikauunlad mo, hindi para sa ibang tao.
Meron akong isang tanong, ma'am, bago tayo magtapos. Siguro isang personal question na iniisip ko rin. Also for my students, no? I've always felt na parang there's this thin line that divides confidence
mm-hmm.
and arrogance.
Oh, yeah.
Very thin line eh.
Mm-mm.
There's a very thin line na parang, lalo na sa kultura natin, galit tayo sa mayabang. Galit
no.
tayo sa maangas. Pero, pag sinabihan ka ng ganun, ang defense mechanism mo, sasabi mo, well, I'm just confident. Eh, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Na parang, tiwala ko sa kalidad ng ginawa ko.
Kagandahan nila.
Oo, oh, at hindi ko kinahihiya. Pero kasi, di ba, tayong mga Pilipino, parang mas binavalue natin yung meekness, mas
mm-hmm.
binavalue natin yung low-key ka lang,
humble-humble yeah. yeah.
ka lang.
Totoo.
Pero minsan, that also gets in the way of progress. Di ba, na parang hindi
Definitely.
Mo binibenta yung sarili mo enough, kaya you're missing
yeah,
out
lang
on
sayo.
A lot of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Pero kasi, at the back of your mind, ayoko isipin nila, mayabang ako eh. Ayoko mm-hmm. isipin nila, parang feeling ko, pabibo ko masyado eh.
Uh-oh.
Kasi ako, ma'am, sa totoo lang, aminin ko, at sa inyo mga Pilipino, nato-turn off talaga ako minsan sa mga sobrang pabibo. Siyempre, yung keyword dyan, yung sobra.
Sobra.
Diba? Parang wala namang problema dun sa pabibo. Pero kunyari, may mga estudyante ako, yung sobrang pabibo. At the back of my mind, ang iniisip ko nun, you know, this class isn't just about you.
Mm-hmm.
Parang, minsan, sa sobrang bilib mo sa sarili mo, hindi mo na mamalayan, nakakaagaw ka na ng espasyo ng iba. No, iniagawan mo sila ng quote-unquote ng mikropono. Parang sabi joke.
Agaw.
parang limang kanta yung pinareserve mo ng sunod.
Oo.
Ang daming, hindi ko mo magaling kang kumanta, ikaw lang ang kakanta. Mm-hmm. Di ba? May ganon ako. Mm-hmm. Na parang sa akin, yun, yung pet peeve ko talaga yun. Yung mga job, yeah. Oo, yung parang gets na namin, magaling ka na, okay na yan, mm-hmm. okay. Iba na ba?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, parang how do you balance that na ayaw mo naman na parang sobra ka lang din tahimik. Parang, oh, sige, kayo na lang. Kasi may mga taong ganun, yung coy, di ba? Yung parang alam naman naming magaling ka eh, but ayaw.
Di ikaw na.
Ganun, yung alam ng lahat na merong ibubuga siya. Pero dahil iniisip niya, ayokong isipin yung mayabang ako. Right. Tahimik lang siya. So parang sa ganung paraan, parang inaargabyado mo rin yung mga tao sa paligid mo kasi hindi mo sineshare din yung kaya mong i-share.
True.
Di ba?
True.
So, sa inyo pong karanasan, I'm sure nagkaroon kayo ng mga ganyang kliyente,
yes.
Di ba?
Yes,
What do you say? What do you tell them?
Tama ka when you say that there's a very thin line between being aggressive and assertive. Di ba? So, yung nag-assert ka ng sarili mo is nakikita mong gusto mong, di ba, subukan, you know, you wanna put your place out. Yung aggressive, you don't mind kung sino na naapakan mo. Yun na nga, a very thin line, di ba? Being boastful and all. Marami din akong estudyanteng ganyan, lahat alam. Okay, ang tawag ko dyan, mamaru. Mamarunong.
Nagmamarunong.
Oo, nagmamarunong. Siya na ang words natin for the day. So, mamaru, okay? So, maraming ganyan. And in fact, lagi ko inintindi, bakit nga kaya itong batang to, there's always a need to prove. No? Mm. Yun ang tingin ko, why is there always a need to prove? Ano kayang history nito? Anong background nito? Inaalam ko yan. So pagdating ko pala sa klase, sino dito may mga problematic na student? Ito, Miss O, medyo maingay to, sobrang aggressive, sobrang, okay. Why? Anong background? Tignan, bigay mo sa akin, anong history? Anong umpisa? Anong yan? Line? You know, I try to understand. Para now I know. Okay, para sa klase, makikita mo na trying to constantly prove, etc. On the other side of it, okay, because we were taught, you know, as Filipinos to be meek and humble for 300 years, ba? Tama ba ako? 300 years of Spanish rule na hanggang dumadaan tayo, gumaganon pa rin tayo. Nako, inaalis ko na yan sa mga estudyante ko. Hindi ka kailangan gumanon. Dumaan ka lang. Mag-excuse me ka, okay na yan. Kasi you don't have to lower yourself and that's part of culture, di ba? Yan ang kulturang gusto mo nang maalis kasi anong petsa na, kumbaga, alisin mo na yan. Pwede na tayong tumayo ng tindig and be confident about it. So, when you're talking about the side of the people who are medyo arrogant, okay, minsan kailangan din na, you know, may mga time and place na kailangan mo talaga ilagay sa pwesto yon in a respectful way.
Yeah.
So, meron na ako nagawang ganyan. Nilagay ko siya sa position niya in a very respectful way and then realize niya kasi hindi sila self-aware. Diba? Yan yung mga taong hindi self-aware. Hindi nila alam kung anong epekto nila sa iba. Yan yung tinatawag ko na idiom na bull in a china shop. Diba? Pagpasok mo dun sa china shop, nabasag mo na lahat and then yet ang sagot mo, ako ba? Ako ba nakabasag? Yung ganyan, walang alam, mangmang. So, hindi sila self-aware. So, obviously, may kulang na, kumbaga sa personality, may kulang na of being self-aware. Kailangan yun hinuhone, you know, as a person na marunong ka mag-introspect, alam mo yung sarili mo, and then marunong ka rin tumingin sa labas because that's where you find the balance of it. It's not ego, no? It's not becoming more egoistic. Ang kulang naman doon sa iba, kasi nga trying to be meek and humble, kasi nga yun ang training. Huwag ka na lang magsalita, tama ka na ng ganyan. And that is not supposed to be now because nowadays, pagka ganyan ka pa, then you are not getting what you deserve in life. Kumbaga, binababa mo kasi ang value mo. And ayoko din yon for my students that you lower that because you are more capable than that. So, you know, there are certain things na kailangan i-assert mo ang sarili mo. Eh, again, you know, in a respectful way, pag nagsalita ka naman, hindi naman ibig sabihin yan, di ba? Mali ang salita mo. Again, it's the way finding the words to communicate. It's very important. So to me, when I look at certain things like this, yes, it's a very fine line. But then again, I try to understand where these people are coming from, but ganun ang background niya. And then again, I try to help the other side of why are they meek and mild? Okay, anong history nito? So I try to achieve the balance. And in my class, lagi na lang anonymous ang mga ano ko, syempre, ang mga examples ko. For them to understand na, oh, okay, you know, baka matamaan ka dyan, pero alam mo nang ikaw yan, you know. Meron ako mga examples na gano'n para naintindihan nila how you affect people. Diba sabi nga nila, it is how you make people feel that people remember you. Anong true pakiramdam nila pagkasama ka when they are with you? You know, yung pinaka-important. And that makes you memorable. And becoming part of a good brand is becoming memorable to people. Meaning, natandaan ka nila, they saw your, let's say, your page or your ad, and it made me feel good. I want to come back to that page. So why did that make me feel good? Yon. So it's also making people feel good, not alienated, not, you know, being arrogant, and that's not going to be part of it. Wow. So again, that's the balance of, you know, of how we do things.
Ganda mo. So, yeah. Grabe. Alam nyo, hindi ko na malaya, no? Isang oras na pala tayo nag-uusap.
Which is good. Which diba? Is very good. Oh.
Sabi nila, ganun ang mga magandang usapan. Hindi mo na mamalayan.
Namamalayan talaga. Hindi ko pa nga napag-usapan yung sports side ko eh.
Yan nga eh. Siguro sa part 2 na natin
mag-part 2 na lang yan tayo. Oh. Yes, yes.
Pero ma'am, I mean, I am in debt, no? Parang sobrang... Honestly, I was not expecting this kind of conversation.
Really? Okay.
Akala ko, ang pag-uusapan talaga natin. Kasi, you know, wala naman akong alam sa image consulting.
Uh-oh.
Na hindi ko, akala ko talaga pag-uusapan natin yung itsura, modeling, etc. Paano mag-ayos.
O yun sa sapato sa medyas, ano, terno. Okay, yun, pwede din.
Ganun.
Oo.
Pero, yun nga, mas maganda. Kasi nga, ang pamagat ng ating podcast ay kwento ang filosofo with Sir.
Yes. Oo, correct.
Ang ganda na nabigyan natin ng bagong dimension at bagong pananaw at perspektibo yung kahulugan ng image, 'di ba, para sa ating tagapakinig na ito ay hindi lamang tungkol sa anyo, sa imahe, 'no? Hindi lamang sa persona o maskara. Ironically, ito pala ay tungkol pala sa iyong kalooban, 'di ba? At sa iyong niloloob para sa iyong kapwa. 'Yun pala sa huli.
Ang image consulting.
Ni Ma'am Olen.
Oh, yes, yes. Oo.
Mga nag-iisip na pangmababaw na tao lang ang image consulting, sana pag napanood ninyo itong ating episode ay magkaroon kayo ng panibagong pananaw. At baka yung iba, yun, mga young people who might be thinking of, you know, getting into a particular field or career.
Yes.
Parang, I'm sure there's room for more image consultants.
Oh, yes, yes. Diba? We welcome them. Please, kung pwede ako magsabi ng aming website.
Ma'am. Sige, ma'am. Sige, okay. I'll give you the last minutes para promote ang inyong industry, etc.
Right. Okay. So first off, my company's name is OJL Consulting. No? So meron kami website, ojlconsulting.com. So dyan hanapin mo kami. We're located here, of course, in the Philippines. But if you want to become an image consultant, we welcome you in our industry. No, ang association namin, ang pangalan is Association of Image Consultants International. So that's AICI.org. Okay. Mm. So these are now, you will belong to a group of dynamic individuals, diverse individuals all over the world, okay, of image consulting. So ako, marami din ako natutunan becoming culturally aware, you know, of people around me. Sa time lang eh, hindi ba? Marami tayong natututunan. And sila din, marami natututunan sa atin how we are as Filipinos, as leaders. And also, syempre, lagi kong carry ang bandila ko, di ba, wherever I go. And I was very proud of that, achieving this. So I hope you come and join us if you're thinking of a you know, career in image consulting. We can help you because there's so many layers. Sa nadinig nyo ngayon, maraming layers, maraming dynamics ang pagiging isang image consultant. Sa kasi ang karamihan hindi isip, styling ba yan? Alam nyo, ang styling, ang stylist, hindi maaaring maging image consultant. Ang image consultant, pwede maging stylist. So iba yon, no? Iba yung kanya aming inaatake doon. So please, we welcome you and please just email me sa ojlconsulting.com. We welcome you. Maraming salamat, Ice.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Ma'am Olen, for
Thank
this
you. Thank you so
very
much.
refreshing,
No, thank you.
image-refreshing
Yes.
conversation. No? And I'm sure maraming mapupulot at matututunan ng ating mga Philo peeps sa ating
Yes.
episode na ito na ilalabas this December. No?
Yes,
So,
okay.
excited.
I'm
kami.
Waiting for it. I'm gonna wait for it. Yeah.
Siguro ma'am, pag lumabas, i-share ninyo.
I-share ko to sa aming, sa aming network.
Yan, ganun. Right. So,
okay.
Mga Philo peeps, maraming salamat sa inyong pagsubaybay, pakikinig at panonood dito sa panibagong episode ng Kwentuhang Pilosopo with Sir Ice. Huwag niyong kalilimutan muli to follow, like, and share yung ating Spotify, Facebook pages, no? And nag-promise ako sa producer ko na after Miss Olen, maglalabas pa ako ng isang episode
Oh.
by the end of the year. So, let's see kung ano yun. No? For now, we would like to thank our very special guest, Miss Olen Juarez Lim, for gracing us with her beautiful presence. And
thank
you again, and I'll see you on the next episode, mga Philo peeps.
Thank you.
Kwentuhang Pilosopo with Sir Ice ay produced ni Johan Arceo, Joanna Esquivias, Ryan Anthony Racela, at Cholo Setiare. Executive produced ni GP Abrahano, Drean De Ocampo, at YB Wesley. Boses sa intro ni Jonah Pakula, at special participation ni Rene Liboro. Ang Kwentuhang Pilosopo with Sir Ice ay isang original mula sa Pipe Network.
Pipe Network presents.